This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. America's Latino population is exploding, which means expanded political and buying power. Despite this, Latinos are vastly underrepresented in English-language American media, both on the air and behind the scenes. That's the finding of a new study from Columbia University's Center for the Study of Ethnicity and Race. Univision News anchor Enrique Acevedo joins us to talk about it. Good morning, Enrique.
Good morning, Mark.
So for you and people in the Latino community, was this story surprising, alarming, old news? What did you think when you heard this study?
Well, it's a very interesting study. I think it confirms what organizations like the National Council La Raza or the National Association of Hispanic Journalists have been saying for quite some time now. This lack of diversity in a major U.S. industry, it's not only has a negative impact in the type of content that we have access to, but it also has a negative impact in the stereotyping of Latinos in this country. The bottom line, it's not good for business.
Well, brands and advertisers, they know that there's a business impact. They're watching the Latin American population, watching it grow. It tends to be a young population. These are the people that advertisers want to reach. So why is it when they are willing to spend their money to buy advertising on programs that will reach this audience, why is it the networks and the studios aren't creating more content that depicts this community?
Well, the study says there's persistent and unchecked job discrimination towards Latinos. I think it's not discrimination as much as it is underestimating the audience, underestimating the power of content, and paying more attention to cosmetics like an accent, like the one I have, or just a certain type of look.
And what do you think it takes for these media companies to understand this and to turn this around? Is it more about kind of getting more Latinos in the behind-the-scenes positions, the writers and producers? Is it some combination of many things? How do you fix this?
I think it's a combination of many things. You mentioned the power of advertising and companies realizing that it's good for business. They're looking at a trillion-dollar market with Latinos. Also, having more people behind the scenes, not only producers and writers, but executives, and also owner talent. If I asked you about, I don't know, try to name three or four Latinos who are part of the mainstream media here in the U.S., people would probably say J-Lo or Ricky Martin, even Sofia Vergara. But if you think about news and, you know, other types of entertainment, it's not an easy question to answer.
Enrique Acevedo, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.